The following is a paid program. The views and opinions of this program are solely those of the host and do not necessarily reflect those of the KFBK staff or management or its parent company, Clear Channel Communications.
It's a beautiful Sunday, and you're tuned to News Talk 1530 KFBK, and it's time for another edition of The Travel Guys with Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. Today on The Travel Guys,
your chance to win a trip to New York City or Hawaii in round three of our Mystery Spot contest.
We'll take you all around Oregon, from hot air ballooning
to the Portland Rose Festival and the glorious Oregon coast.
Plus, Mark's update from historic Lincoln Highway.
All that and more today on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, the king of the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Get your kicks out on the Route 66. Let it roll.
And it's such a pleasure to have you there listening to The Travel Guys once again. This is Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation. Mark, on the road, as you might have noticed by the sound of the kind of like on the telephone thing.
And yeah, hello to all the folks in Sacramento on Sunday from Omaha, Nebraska, and, right in America's heartland on the historic Lincoln Highway.
And that's what takes you to Omaha, Nebraska, correct?
Absolutely. We started our journey in Chicago on Tuesday, and we are headed for Cheyenne. This is the middle leg of a three-leg journey on America's first transcontinental highway. And I have to just tell you, we'll go into this in more detail on our special July 4th show that will feature the Lincoln Highway. But if you haven't ever considered Iowa and Nebraska as tourism destinations, you'll be thinking again by the time we get done. There are some incredibly good people back here. This has really been a lot of fun.
Today's show takes us to the north. I really feel quite privileged to be part of the Travel Guys and get an opportunity to learn so much about so many wonderful places. And this past week when we did these interviews that are coming up, I learned just a ton about Oregon. Mark, why don't you tell our listeners what we have lined up here in the next 45 minutes or so?
We're taking you all over Oregon, from Portland to the Bend area in central Oregon to the coast. So we're going to tell you about the Shakespeare Festival, about the Portland Rose Festival in Oregon. So if you are somebody with a little bit of some budget constraints this year and you're looking for something a little bit closer to home, not to mention the fact that Sacramento-Portland airfares are probably, it happens to be a city pair where fares are generally very low. So whether you're looking for an inexpensive place to fly or you're just going to hop in the car and head north, there are a wide variety of things to do in Oregon, and we're going to tell you about a lot of them today.
Look forward to that. Like I say, I was part of the interview process, and I'm really quite excited about making my first trip up to the Oregon area. We're going to be giving a clue, another clues, and qualifying another contestant, possible winner for our trip to New York or Hawaii a little bit later on in the program. So you'll be listening for those clues. What have we qualified so far, Mark? How many?
Well, we've got two winners so far, Lewis and Clark National Historic Park, and our mystery spot last week was Mackinac Island. And we have mystery spot clues on our website right now for today's mystery spot, travelguysradio.com. You can find some special website clues, and we will have the first clue for you right after the travel news.
All right, speaking of the travel news, travel news update time. Ladies and gentlemen from Sports Leisure Vacation, Mark Hoffman.
An American Airlines strike becomes possible, although not imminent. American Airlines flight attendants have overwhelmingly voted to authorize a strike. There is a required 30-day cooling-off period, but if you are considering buying a ticket on American for travel in late summer, my advice is watch the news and think twice. The former Tavern on the Green building in New York City is to become a snack bar. A new leaseholder had been selected to run the upscale Central Park restaurant, but he has been unable to come to agreements with labor unions, and the city says it can wait no longer to put the facility to use. That magnificent building turned into a snack bar.
Wow, it probably could be the most magnificent snack bar in the world.
It might be. Goodness, let's hope it doesn't last long. Would you like to be able to unlock your hotel room door with your smartphone?
Maybe my OnStar.
Intercontinental Hotels next month will begin testing new technology at two Holiday Inns that lets guests use their smartphones to unlock their hotel room door. Other hotel chains are working on similar technology and expect to start testing in the next 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
And what about the woman who was left sleeping on an abandoned airplane? The crew left the plane in Philadelphia, and she was discovered late at night by a cleaning crew, sleeping but locked in the plane. She was kept there locked until TSA officers were satisfied she was not a terrorist. Transstate Airlines, we're talking regional jet here, flying for United, is the airline in question, and both airlines are investigating the cause of the incident. Quoting Ms. McGuire, the lady who was trapped, waking up to an empty airplane and not being able to get out of it, it was very horrifying.
We should have her as a guest. I would like to hear that story. It's probably going to be on 2020.
That's a good idea. We'll go looking for her. Now you, too, can see where the gladiators prepared. The Colosseum in Rome will soon open underground areas for tourists to visit. It has taken months to make the area safe for tourists, who will now be able to see the places where gladiators prepared for fights with lions and tigers, and they were kept in cages before they were hoisted on types of lifts to ground level to entertain the public. You might remember it was just a month ago that pieces of the Colosseum fell at night in an area that could have caused injuries. Officials say those problems have been fixed, and this is an entirely new option for the public. And finally, USA Today reports some consumers are having trouble with the magnetic strip technology on their credit cards in some foreign countries. We first reported on this a few months ago. According to the trade group Smart Card Alliance, 22 countries are migrating to the chip and PIN standard away from the magnetic strip, including many in Western Europe, China, India, Japan, Mexico, Canada, and Brazil. They're embracing the new technology because it's more secure than using magnetic strips. If you're traveling internationally, you may encounter situations where merchants cannot accept your card. This is only involving merchants and doesn't affect ATM machines yet. We'll be back with an update as the situation requires.
And there we go. There's the travel news for today. Here we are. It's the Travel Guys radio show. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. And Mark, let's see what's next on our agenda. Some clues?
Well, we've got our mystery spot contest for today. So if folks are listening and are ready to go, not only can you get a few free clues at TravelGuysRadio.com, here is the first official clue for the mystery spot contest today. Remember, we'll have six winners who will come to the studio and have a travel trivia contest off, so to speak.
Yep. And I've been trying to figure out exactly how we call that, a travel trivia off.
A trivia off, yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the winner will be going to New York to see Broadway shows, or to Hawaii to lay on the beach. Today's first clue: no canals or leaning towers here, but you're on the right track. Today's first mystery spot clue: no canals or leaning towers here, but you're on the right track. Now, we're going to take calls after the news at the bottom of the hour. So go to the website, travelguysradio.com. You can pick up some more clues there. Our first clue: no canals or leaning towers here, but you're on the right track. We'll have another clue for you before the news at the bottom of the hour.
Okay, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll begin our trip across our northern neighbors of Oregon, stopping in Portland and destination. So keep it right here as we travel north. This is the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
There goes Rush again, saying the things that nobody else would say.
Ooh.
Weekdays 9 till noon. News Talk 1530, KFBK.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome to another edition of the Travel Guys here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. And this particular program is extra special. It's all about our northern neighbors, Oregon. Mark, where does our travel tour of Oregon begin today?
Well, for folks who are headed north this summer, or for folks who haven't decided where to head this summer, we offer Oregon. It has a variety of opportunities for you. And joining us on the phone right now is Greg Eckhart from Travel Portland. Greg, tell us a little bit about what's going on in the city of Bridges this summer. I hear that you've got a special festival up there. I'm bringing a group up next month to visit the Saturday market. So tell us what's going on in Portland.
Sure, great. Yeah, well, you'll miss this festival by a few weeks, but that's fine. This is the Portland Bridge Festival. It's its first year celebrating the 12 bridges or the 12 spans in our city. That is July 24th through August 7th of 2010. There's a couple of different highlights to that festival that make it unique and really fun and just a really interesting way to see the Willamette River and the city of Portland. The big one is that they're going to raise one of the bridges and basically drape a screen, a movie screen, across that span and show short films about bridges. So they're doing sort of a film festival and going to be projecting art and things like that on there. The other bridge that's adjacent to it will close, and there'll be concerts and a festival atmosphere with food, etc., on that bridge. The culmination, and this is on the 7th of August, the culmination of all of it, and I think probably one of the most unique events, it's called Brunch on the Bridge, and it really is a way to raise awareness for people that don't have enough money to eat, basically, and is a fundraiser for, I believe, the Salvation Army. But that is going to allow basically 2,000 people onto the bridge, one of the bridges, to enjoy brunch and some good food, and the bridge will be closed. And they can basically hang out and have a nice picnic brunch on the bridge in the middle of the summer.
These are the kind of things that only people in Portland would think of. The Saturday market, Greg, is always a highlight, and I'll be up there next month with a group, and we have allowed a whole day to enjoy the various farmers markets and the Saturday market in Portland. Tell us a little bit about it for folks who haven't been there.
The Saturday market is phenomenal. It's one of the kind of oldest craft markets in the United States. They've been operating since the mid-70s. They're right in the heart of Portland's kind of historic shopping district. They have a new location. It shares the Burnside Bridge area and the Willamette River front. There's local food, local drink, local art, all kinds of things. It operates on Saturdays and Sundays from March through December 24th, where they have their Festival of the Last Minute, which is a fantastic place to do any holiday shopping that you might have in December, if you're coming this way, anytime in the winter. It's a great place. It's a good place for people watching, great place to bring back that kind of special souvenir that isn't a shot glass or a thimble. It's fantastic.
Greg, tell me about the Culinary Bicycle Tour. That sounds fascinating. What is that all about?
The Culinary Bicycle Tour is brand new. It's called Bites by Bike. It's a culinary tour hosted by a company named Pedal Bike Tours. That includes it includes the bike rental, a helmet, and of course it's a guided tour to some of these artisan food producers talking about floss, which is a philosophy that we've been following in this region for a long time. Floss means fresh, local, sustainable, and seasonable. Also organic in there as well. But you'll visit places like Stumptown Coffee, which is a coffee roaster, some of the farmers markets, a place called Hot Lips Pizza, which sources all of their
Wait. Hot Lips Pizza?
Hot Lips Pizza. They source most of their ingredients locally. Actually, one of their outlets is housed in a building called the Eco Trust, Gene Volum Natural Capital Center. And the ovens from the pizza ovens basically heat part of the building in the wintertime.
Greg, we're running short on time here, but I've got to ask you, there's a famous donut store in downtown Portland. And the name is escaping me right now.
Voodoo Donuts.
Voodoo Donuts, yes. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
Voodoo Donuts now has two locations, the original Voodoo Donut, which is in downtown Portland, and then they have a new one on Sandy, which is larger and actually probably a little bit better because there is a little bit more room to sit and things like that.
And they are very famous for oddball flavors.
They have a crazy donut. Their most popular donut, the Portland donut, is a maple bar with a couple of slices of bacon on the top.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm dying for one.
They're pretty deadly.
Yeah. I've heard about this.
That's not natural.
Greg Eckhart from Travel Portland joining us on the air today as we take you around the state of Portland in search of affordable summer vacations. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing all of you this summer.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Right. Thanks, Greg. And ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Travel Guys right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. More to come.
Quite possibly the biggest event in the state of Oregon every year is the Portland Rose Festival. It is coming up. In fact, the big parade is just next weekend, and the festival has already started. Carol Ross is joining us on the phone this afternoon to talk a little bit about the Portland Rose Festival. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on. I know you must be incredibly busy up there with all that is going on with the Rose Festival. You've got the big parade coming up next weekend. Tell the folks in Sacramento a little bit about, I mean, we're all here in Sacramento. We know about the Pasadena Parade in the Tournament of Roses, but I suspect that a lot of folks maybe don't know that there is an equally magnificent spectacle in Portland every year.
Well, thanks, Mark. Yeah, I agree. The KeyBank Grand Floral Parade, which is on Saturday, June 12th, is equally as magnificent as the Tournament of Roses, in my opinion. And what makes it so great is that we have these all-floral floats, just like the ones in Pasadena, and follow the same rules where all the floats have to be covered in all natural materials before they hit the parade route. We've got 4 miles worth of parade route, but we have a really unique situation for people who want to take care of themselves related to the unpredictable Oregon weather.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. I think you're about to give away Tom's big secret.
Here it comes.
Oh, okay.
Here it comes. go ahead. And what is really unique about watching your parade for some?
Well, you can reserve some seats inside a building to watch the parade.
Indoor
seating.
You're
not watching it on a television screen or anything like that, but you can sit indoors to see the entire parade pass by.
Now, how many people, how much seating availability for indoor seating do you have for the parade?
Well, the building holds about 10,000 people, and there are still seats available.
Crazy.
You can purchase them through our website, which is rosefestival.org, and there's a ticket link right at the top where you can go to purchase tickets. Entire parade passes right through the building. In fact, they built it with 2 garage doors on each end, so the entire parade can pass through.
And,
really?
Tom, I have to tell you, from having been in Portland and seeing the parade in the building, it's the only possible option, because there is this incredible knack. We all know that it does tend to rain in Portland with some frequency, and it has this incredible knack of raining on parade day.
There you
so
go.
Really and truly, it's an amazing piece of insurance that you can get. Carol, tell us about the flower show that goes along with the parade. I know my folks are always enjoy attending the Rose Show every year.
Yes, absolutely. On the Thursday and Friday prior to the Grand Floral Parade, the Portland Rose Society puts on the Rose Society Spring Rose Show. It's held at the Lloyd Center Shopping Mall, so you can go and see the amazing competition of cut roses and then go do some of that great Oregon tax-free shopping right afterwards.
And you've got the International Rose Garden, which, of course, is not part of the festival itself, but you wouldn't want to come to Portland and not go see all those beautiful roses in June.
That's right. June is the best time to come to the Rose Test Gardens and see the roses. And there is a store in the Rose Garden called the Rose Garden Store, aptly named, where you can pick up all your memorabilia from the Rose City.
So it's not just about a parade. It is truly a festival. How many days again?
It's 14 days. We opened on Memorial Day weekend, and we'll go through June 13th.
And this is the 103rd. So this is not something that came along, you know, in the last couple minutes here. This is the 103rd Portland Rose Festival.
That's right. We have a great long history of being the celebration of the City of Roses.
Now, there is a connection with Sacramento at the Portland Rose Parade this year that's a little bit unique, and I don't even know if you know about it, Carol. Tell me, who is your Grand Marshal?
Our Grand Marshal this year is Brian Grant. He's a Portland Trailblazer.
He also
former Portland Trailblazer.
He also was a Sacramento King.
Yeah.
So look, there's our connection: Portland Trailblazer, Sacramento King, and amazingly enough, a Grand Marshal of a parade.
So he's retired from the NBA, and he'll be the Grand Marshal for the Rose Parade this year.
That's right, and he's a great guy, really neat guy.
Our very own Sacramento connection. Carol, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Sure, thank you, Mark and Tom.
Details on the Portland Rose Festival and everything you need to know, 2 locations easy to get to. One is rosefestival.org. The other
is travelguysradio.com. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
This is the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
And it's time to go back to our mystery spot contest here. We have already given you one clue, and we've given 3 more clues online. So let's get you updated here, and we're going to take some guesses right after the news. Here are the clues that we have already given you today from the from travelguysradio.com. It's a place or a destination. It's not in North America. The waters of the Mediterranean are not far away. And the first clue we gave on the air earlier in the show, no canals or leaning towers here, but you're on the right track. And one more to think about.
Mm-hmm.
What you would never consider robbing Peter to pay Paul here.
And in one last clue from me, it is not Modesto.
Okay. Last new clue, you would never consider robbing Peter to pay Paul here. If you think you know the mystery spot and you would like to qualify to win a trip to Hawaii or New York City, you can call us at
921-1530. That's 921-1530. Or if you're out of the area, 1-800-834-1530. 1-800-834-1530. And, of course, you can go and put your guess in at travelguysradio.com. And the first answer, correct answer, wins.
That's the advantage.
It qualifies. So
if you put your guess in online and you beat the phone people, why, then you're in business. But you can pick up all the clues. And let's just recap them once again before we go to the news break. It's a place or a destination. It's not in North America. The waters of the Mediterranean are not far away. No canals or leaning towers here, but you're on the right track. You would never consider robbing Peter to pay Paul here. 921-1530. Give us a call or travelguysradio.com to record your guess, and we'll be right back after the news.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
This is the Travel Guys News Talk 1530 KFBK here every other Sunday from noon to 1 o'clock. And with me on the line, once again, folks, this today show is all about Oregon, but we are qualifying winners, qualifying folks to possibly be our winner for the trip to New York or Hawaii. Mark, are you with me?
I am ready.
Okay, let's take a couple of calls, see if we might be able to get ourselves a winner.
All right, let's take our first guest on the line here. Let's talk to Francis.
Okay, Francis, what's your guess?
St. Peter Square.
Oh, no, but that's close. Thank you. Hang up and call back.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to John.
Hello.
John.
Yes.
You're on the line. What's your guess, buddy?
Vatican City.
Vatican City is correct. Way to go, buddy. What was the particular clue that tipped you off?
Well, the Mediterranean, Venice, but the real one was you can't rob Peter to pay Paul.
There you go. All right. So, John, Vatican City qualifies you. I want you to stay on the line. We're going to get some information from you. And for all the rest of you, here again, I know we're going to have other correct answers, both online and on the phone, but it's first right answer wins. So you are now qualified for the trivia contest, which we will have right here at the radio station, along with our other five qualifiers. And then our sixth, which is going to be kind of a wild card entry. So, you know, those of you that enter online, keep in mind you will be eligible to be drawn as the wild card to come in and compete with all six of our contestants, okay? So anyway, hold on a second, John, and we'll get some info from you, all righty? And congratulations again.
Thank you.
And let's see. It is the Travel Guys. We're traveling to Oregon for some special interviews we put together a little earlier in the week. I know you're going to love.
Continuing our journey around Oregon, we go to the Oregon coast. And on the coast is one of my favorite destinations. There's a small town there called Newport. It's kind of on the central Oregon coast. You can drive over from Portland in a matter of a couple of hours. And in this special destination of Newport is a very special hotel that you might want to consider staying at. It's one that I've stayed at for many years and that Sports Leisure Vacations uses for its trips. It is the Elizabeth Street Inn, and it's down on the waterfront in Newport. And joining us on the phone right now is Jennifer Morkert from the Elizabeth Street Inn. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Jennifer, you have one of the most beautiful and unique properties, I think, on the Oregon coast because of the layout of the property that allows every single room to have an ocean view. Tell us a little bit about the Elizabeth Street Inn in Newport, if you can.
Well, we are a 68-room hotel, and like you mentioned, all of our rooms face the ocean, has a private balcony and fireplace, and we do a breakfast in the morning for all of our guests, And then we have the fresh baked cookies. And we've also added for our hotel, we have the oceanfront pool, which is a saltwater pool. And fitness center also able to enjoy that gorgeous view.
Wow.
I understand, Jennifer, that you're just walking distance from the beach and a lot of wonderful things to see.
Yes, we are actually located right next to historic Nye Beach. And there are so many charming restaurants, and there's places to go shopping, and there's also the Performing Arts Center, which has some fabulous performances where you don't have a bad seat. And many of the performances also go on to Portland.
And Tom, if you go to Nye Beach, I can tell you that there is a little bakery there that serves the most awesome Marion Berry scones you have ever eaten in your entire life.
How does this guy, he knows about your cookies, and he knows about the scones, and earlier we were talking to a guy and he knew about the donut shop
The maple bacon donut in Portland.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have friends in Oregon, Tom, and Jennifer's property has been, the beautiful thing is that the rooms have recently been redone. They all face the ocean. You've got fireplaces, right?
Yes, we have the fireplaces, and all of our owners are local Oregonians.
So that's maybe one of the reasons that the property is so well kept up.
I'm looking at your website right now. It's ElizabethStreetInn.com, and right on the homepage has a picture of, it looks like someone's family room with a blazing fire and the comfy couch and, windows looking out to the ocean. It's beautiful.
And just as I was saying earlier, we have the perfect viewing from our hotel just to sit out on the balcony, have a nice cup of coffee, and watch the whales go by. We have some resident whales that are always out there, and if you stare long enough, you can get quite the show.
Jennifer Morkert from the Elizabeth Street Inn in one of my favorite Oregon destinations, Newport, right on the coast. Thank you, Jennifer, for joining us for a few moments this morning.
Thank you again, Jennifer. That is the Elizabeth Street Inn in Newport, Oregon, and you can find them online at ElizabethStreetInn.com or at SportsLeisureVacation.com.
Thank you, Jennifer. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
This is the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Tom, I don't know about you, but one of the things that I've always thought that I'd like to try before I leave this life is going up in a hot air balloon.
I agree. The skydiving thing has no interest, but hot air ballooning, it certainly does, which brings us to our next guest.
To our next guest.
And a beautiful place to do some ballooning.
Absolutely. We're going back up to Oregon. Our guest is Darren Kling. He is with Big Sky Balloon Company and up near Redmond, Oregon. Good afternoon, Darren.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for joining us this afternoon. As Tom and I were just talking, and as you and I were talking off air before we went on here, going up in a hot air balloon has got to be on the bucket list of maybe half the people on the planet, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It never ceases to amaze me how many people that I take up is something they've always wanted to do all their life.
And Darren, how long have you folks been taking people up in balloons?
I've been doing commercial balloon flights now for 17 years. 1993.
Is it still exhilarating to you to go up in a balloon after all of these years and all of these flights?
It is, yeah. That's why I'm still doing it, because once I leave the ground and I'm back up in the air, it's a new experience every time, and so it keeps it real refreshing for me, too. Plus the fact that I'm taking people that are real excited about it, because most of the time it is a first-time thing for them, and Their excitement keeps my enthusiasm real high for it.
The actual being up in the air and the ballooning thing is one thing, but then it has to do with the scenery and where you are. And there's got to be a reason, Darren, why you've chosen the beautiful Central Oregon to take people up. Tell me what it is that we're going to see.
Yeah, definitely. I picked Central Oregon for very specific reasons. It is in the high desert, and so you've got real dramatic land features over there. Not only can you see, a large portion of the Cascade Mountain Range, we can see between five and ten different volcanic peaks, depending on the visibility. As well as river canyons. We've got a couple of main rivers running through the area, the Deschutes and the Crooked River. And also we fly near Smith Rock, which is a kind of a world-renowned rock climbing area. Lots of great scenery, rock formations. The geology, it's just got an incredible history, geologic history.
Now, that would be... That would be the thing, is to be able to look down on the rock climbers, Tom, instead of being able to looking up at them on the side of the mountain. Darren, tell me, since I'm a guy who's a little queasy about heights, tell me why I shouldn't be afraid to get into a hot air balloon.
Well, I've taken a lot of people that feel the same way. They're real nervous about heights. And everyone that I've taken, after the first 5 or 10 minutes, they become very comfortable with it. There's something about just being inside that basket that it's just a secure kind of feeling. There's no sense of motion in the balloon, and so I think that's one of the things that really relaxes people. It's not like being in an airplane where you've got turbulence and you can be kind of bouncing around and you're kind of enclosed in this little claustrophobic, you know, area. You're in an open basket, and there's really no sense of motion. And so you're just kind of standing and just taking in the view.
About how long are the flights there, Darren?
Our flights are about 1 hour long.
Ooh, that's nice.
The whole experience from start to finish takes about 2.5 to 3 hours with the inflation and deflation of the balloon and everything.
And if you would like to know more about hot air ballooning.
In Central Oregon, we might add.
We might add, yes. It's BigSkyBalloonCo.com.
And, of course, you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com for a link to this website, as well as all the websites of the different guests that we've had on our special Tour of Oregon radio program today. Darren, is there anything we didn't ask you about you'd like to mention?
Well, just that, like I said, Central Oregon is a beautiful place to fly. I think in terms of hot air balloon rides, I like to think that I offer something very, very unique in that area. And it's just a great place to come and visit as well. Lots of other attractions to check out while you're there.
Darren, thank you for joining us this afternoon on The Travel Guys.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
And this is The Travel Guys right here on your favorite radio station, News Talk 1530 KFBK.
First with updates on the air.
And first with the latest details on the web.
Depend on KFBK to keep you connected to the world outside. News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Our next stop in Oregon on our staycation is in Central Oregon. There you'll find the city of Bend. It's about 5.5-6 hours from Sacramento drive-wise, so you can make it in a day. And our next guest on the phone is Steve Hilbert from the Lonesome Duck Ranch and Resort near Bend. Good afternoon, Steve.
Hey, how are you doing?
We are doing terrific. So fishing season has just started up around Bend, I understand.
That's correct. We're a little south of Bend, but the fishing season on the Williamson River, which produces some of the largest wild trout in the United States, started last Saturday, the 22nd of May.
And that runs all the way through October?
It does, October 31.
So that will be your prime season up there for in Bend.
It is a big thing for us because, as I say, this river produces some of the largest wild trout in the country, and people come in from around the country and the nation and internationally to try their luck at it.
Steve, tell me about the Lonesome Duck Ranch. What do I need to bring?
You need to bring is a bag of groceries, and then you're set. We have 3 guest houses. 2 of them are log homes. They're 1,500 square feet and 2-bedroom, 2-bath. Sleep 6 very comfortably, and everything is there, pots, pans, linens. So really our guests come in, bring groceries, and then they kind of set their own schedule.
And you've got wildlife on the ranch also?
Well, there's all kinds of things here. We've got domestic. We've got some horses, some llamas, and we do let guests walk the llamas. That's a unique experience.
Now, these aren't the spitting llamas.
Well, they do at times, but usually not at people, just each other.
Okay.
And then another big thing in the area is birding, and the Klamath Basin was voted the number one birding spot by Sunset Magazine in the West. So. We have a lot of bird watchers come in.
Steve Hilbert with Lonesome Duck Ranch with us from Central Oregon. Steve, you also have a bed and breakfast option there for folks?
Yeah, we do. For those that want a little more catered service than the individual houses, we, in our main house, which we call the Settlement House, we do have 2 rooms which are done very nicely. My wife and I were in the interior design business in Lake Tahoe for 30 years, so... It's a nice house, great rooms, views, and just a real comfortable atmosphere.
So you can choose kind of to have a little bit more care, or if you're on a budget, you can fix all your meals in your own guest house all week.
Exactly.
Sounds terrific.
Some fishing, some vacationing, some bird watching, and I imagine if you got a camera, this has got to be the place.
It is. You can pick up I sat in my hot tub the other night and watched an eagle, a bald eagle, four different times.
Tom,
I don't know if he was looking at me, thinking I was a meal or what, but anyway, he was right in the area.
And Tom, you got to know that if you've never been up to Bend, Oregon, it is really and truly, if I did not live in California, Bend is one of the places that I would consider. It is one of the great, great spots in the country for recreation. You've got mountains, you've got the desert is not very far away, and then you've got folks like Steve who have got all of these amazing facilities in the middle. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today on the Travel Guys and telling us a little bit about Lonesome Duck Ranch in Central Oregon.
My pleasure.
All right.
And details on the Lonesome Duck Ranch is at lonesomeduck.com. And beautiful pictures and all the details that you're going to need.
Or you can go to the travelguysradio.com site, and we'll have all of the information for all of our Oregon guests today. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
More to come here on the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
I suspect there are many people out there listening to us on the radio today, Tom, who have been over the border in southern Oregon to the city of Ashland.
Then Ashland is well known for?
Theater,
yes.
I would say. 75 years of Shakespearean and other cutting-edge plays and theater that goes on there. Joining us on the phone now is Catherine Flanagan from the Ashland Visitors and Convention Bureau. Hi, Catherine.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And it's... Tell us a little bit about Shakespeare. You're having this is a 75th year. Are there some special celebrations this year?
There are. We're the season is already underway, and we will be opening up the outdoor theater, the third of the three theaters that Shakespeare operates through their season, and that opens June 11th. So, you know, Ashland's internationally known for the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Our own Angus Bohmer, he began the theater back in 1935, so there's some great theatrical history here. It used to be just three performances and two plays, and it's grown to last from February through November, and they do 11 plays in repertory. It's amazing what they do there, and celebrating its 75th season, we have some wonderful plays going on and puts us on the map and attracts a number of great different people to Ashland.
You have something called the Backstage Tour. What is that?
That enables you to see behind the scenes. It is amazing how transformation of a stage can go from the set of Hamlet to the set of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. As you might note, there's plays that are Shakespeare, and there's some plays that are not Shakespeare. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, for example, is written by Tennessee Williams. So that backstage tour really gives you an insight into what really goes on, how much labor-intensive it is to really recreate a scene on stage and the inner workings of such a wonderful repertory theater we have here.
Catherine, our company has, Sports Leisure Vacations, has discovered that Ashland is not just about theater. I had a group that came up in December a couple of years ago. We were headed over to Coos Bay to see the lights on the coast, and we discovered that Ashland is a delightful destination at any time of the year. In fact, at Christmas time, I thought it was one of the prettiest cities I had ever been to.
Well, thank you. We welcome over about 30,000 people for our celebration that happens the day after Thanksgiving, called the Festival of Light. We have a parade. We illuminate over 1 million lights downtown, and we have a full celebration that really kicks off the holiday season here. So we look forward to inviting people back this holiday season, because we have the four seasons here in Ashland, but they are also mild. We have 300 days of sunshine, too. So, but we also get around 300 inches of snow up in the mountains. So there's really something for everyone, regardless of the season.
And let's tell folks, too, because people who are used to theater ticket prices now, even traveling Broadway shows are approaching $100 in some cities. And at the theater festival, the tickets are much more affordable.
Yes. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival does a wonderful job of, you know, enabling folks to see the plays and really... it is affordable. I would invite them to always go to their website, Oregon, osfashland.org, and that's where they can see what plays are going on. And we're really operating at a high capacity, and so therefore I'd invite folks to find the place they want to go see and book their tickets as they go all the way through the end of October.
And lots of accommodations of all types of variety, everything from B&B to chain mm-hmm. hotels and everything in between in Ashland at very reasonable prices. So it really is an affordable, if you're talking about a staycation and you want to get away for a couple, 3-4 days, even if everybody in the family doesn't like theater, there's all kinds of history in Jacksonville. There's Harry and David's where you can go for a tour. So there's a lot to see and do in the area.
Definitely. We're at the jumping off point for world-class recreation. You have the Rogue River that goes out of Crater Lake and goes all the way to the coast, world-class fly fishing, whitewater rafting. We have the recreation that's here, and also the culinary traveler. We have over 80 restaurants, and the cuisine here will amaze you, and it's very impressive. You can park your car, be here for a week or a weekend, and really be able to enjoy all the year-round amenities we have here in Ashland.
Catherine Flanagan from the Ashland Visitors and Convention Bureau telling us a little bit about theater and some of the other things to do around Ashland. I will be there for Christmas this year, Catherine. Thank you so much for joining us today.
We look forward to welcoming you. Thank you.
You're listening to the Travel Guys right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
News Talk 1530 KFBK. This is the Travel Guys. I'm Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation. Congratulations again to John Malquist, our qualifier for our trip to Hawaii or New York trivia contest. And Mark, where are we headed in the next couple of weeks?
Well, on the Travel Guys 2 weeks from today, we will take you up to the state of Maine with one of our road reporters, Clayton Whitehead. We'll introduce you to our brand-new consumer reporter, Christopher Elliott. We'll look at some travel gadgets with John Holloway, and we'll have a very special baseball segment. All of that coming up in a couple of weeks, and with our special 4th of July show, we will recap the trip I'm on right now, which is a trip across a good part of the heartland on the Lincoln Highway.
And don't forget now, you can go to travelguys.com and you can check out the clues and take a chance to enter our contest online all throughout the week. Mark, that's about it.
Yes, sir. We will post those new clues for you starting next weekend. Tom, you have a great week, and we'll travel safely.
You bet.